גמר דף יומא מלא אלפי זן, הפשן, אנחנו משנה פעם הבאי, ורבאי אומר, הכי קטני, הכל שייך להם אפילו כוסי, באמת דבר אומרים, כשישראל אימר על גבא, אבל יצא ונכנס לא ישחט, ומשחט חסך בשר, כזייס בשר, ונעצם לא אוכל מות הלכם משחיתו עשי, לא אוכל עשי לכם משחיתו עשי. So basically, that we're saying that a kusi is makbe not to eat nevela, so he's makbe that there should be a good shechita, but he's not makbe not to be machshol acher min nevela. Rashi says it doesn't hold from lifnei iver, and therefore the only way we're allowed to eat is if we see that he actually eats from it. So if he ate a kazayis basar, then you're allowed to eat from it. If he didn't eat a kazayis basar, then you can't eat from his shechita. So Shaila is, why does Gemara mention the lashon of kazayis basar? What about less than a kazayis? Let's say it's a chatzayis basar. That should also be a raya that it's not an available, should be able to eat from it. Why does it have to be dafka kazais? So the Chassam Seif over here learns that the reason why it has to be kazais dafka is because even though chatzi shir is an usser, and it might even be also an atar according to one mandamar, but that's a madrasha, it's a madrasha of kol chelev, and the kusim don't hold of that drasha of kol chelev. So according to them, dafka, the shir kazais, is usser, not less than a shir. So the fact that they eat a chatzi zais wouldn't prove that it's not an available. Maybe it is an available, but they're not makbet on chatzi zais. But if they ate a kazayis, and that would be a raya that they're makbid and that it's not a trefa, not an avela. But then, in fact, the Chassam Sefer, he says there's a shita of the Re'eim brought down by the Mishnah Melech that he understands that stam achil in the Torah really means kolshu. And the Loch L'Moshe B'Sinai comes and touches it up that it means a kazayis dafka, not kolshu, but lulei, the Loch L'Moshe B'Sinai would mean a kazayis. So lefi him, then it's tzarechian, because even if the kusim don't believe in Tarish Baptai, but they should understand that stam achilo is b'kolshu, and if it's stam achilo b'kolshu, then they should be makbidam kolshu as well. So he says, from this gemara is mashma l'chayr, not like the re'im, that stam achilo is b'kolshu. Now, lulei dvara, maybe it can be madchen, you could say that avada, the re'im could be correct, that stam achilo is b'kolshu, but the kusim don't necessarily know of that, they don't hold of that, meaning he could be right lefi amis, but the kusim might think that stam achilo is because ice. That is their, you know, that's their ties, that's what they believe. So they're not meshubit to the Havana of their aim, so their aim could be true, but we're saying over here that the kusim, their Havana is, it's not mechila, is because ice, they don't hold the drasha of kol chelev, and male they're not makbid on less than because ice. But at the end of the day, what ends up being a little bit shver, even without their aim, is that where does this come from, that stam achila would be because ice? That kufa is lechayr from Tarshu Alpeh, from Malachim HaShem Sinai. Without that, then what would the shir be? Would Pashas be Bakosha? So even without the Re'im, Lechari at Stamakash on the Gemara, why are we assuming it's because Ice if they don't believe in Tarshu Baal Peh? So it sounds like that there is some Hanach over here that even without the Halacha Meshim Sinai, that Stam Shirim is because Ice, that there's some type of Svara that Achila has to be something substantial, not just a crumb, it has to be something substantial. And it was Mistavar Tili Kusim, that's Kazais, that's a normal Shir Achila that brings some level of Sviya. And Mimele they held that Misvar, that was a shir, not also Alcholach Moshe Sinai. So even though Lefi Emes, their aim is correct, that it might be a Mashu, but Lefi their Tais, they held that it would be Tafka Mekazais.